Tonight's shir is Mekuf Mem Gimel, the beginning of Seif Dalet. Seif Dalet begins in Nimsa Tos B'Sefer Torah B'Shas Kriya. If you find a mistake in the Sefer Torah during laning, and this is being Gavra L'Gavra, Motzi in Sefer Torah Acheres, you take out another Sefer Torah, U'maschilim Yimokom Shenimsa HaTos, you pick up from where the mistake was found, U'mashlimin HaKernel Osam Shekor B'Mut'eh. And then they will just continue filling out the number of aliyahs necessary, on including those that read from the Sefer Torah with the mistake. Mishneh Berurah, Sifka and Yud Gimel. Im Nimsa Tos V'Chavlu. If there's a mistake in the Sefer Torah, K'dei L'Havin is Divrei Zeh HaSeif. In order to understand the words of this paragraph, Aktim L'Zeh HaKdama Ketzar V'Hu. I'm going to preface a short introduction, and this is how it goes. According to most poskim, their view is the Sefer Torah shechosu teva achas, a Sefer Torah that's missing a word, os achas, or a letter, o shenimsa botos, or any other mistake, maybe an extra word, an extra letter, pesucha mokum stuma, or vice versa, pesula likros boy, it's possible, and you cannot lane from that Sefer Torah. Uldid who, according to this opinion, in Nimsa Batos, if you find the mistake, Afilu Achshav Karu Shivakurim, even after I called up seven aliyahs on Shabbos, Tzarech Lachzor L'Roish B'Sefer Torah HaKosher U'Levarech Alah. According to this opinion, which is many poskim, this is Rov poskim, I would have to take out a new Sefer Torah, go back to the beginning, and lay in all over again. Dosa Kriya Rishon Kaman D'Les Yedamia, because the Kriya from the Sefer Torah that was possible, it's as if he didn't do anything at all. That's what he calls Rov poskim. V'das mixas poskim. Then there are some poskim who hold that filu chaser kama psukim, even if the Sefer Torah is missing many psukim. V'koshken shenimsa batos ba'alam, and certainly if it's just a mistake. After nikra Sefer Torah l'nishikai v'mitzvah esay shlaksiva Sefer Torah, even though we won't call it a Sefer Torah in regard to fulfilling the mitzvah, there's a mitzvah d'arayis, a mitzvah esay to write a Sefer Torah, so he didn't do that mitzvah. But you can learn from it. If there's no other, in other words, why are we tying together the mitzvah kriya sefer to the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah? It's true, you're not mekayim the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah. You didn't write it properly. But who says you can't learn from it?
You're laying by peh.
It's true, but you're laying only one word or mix out okay. A little bit. So he brings it, that's not a chesaron. So there's a view or some poskim that you can learn from a pul sefer Torah. Now we just did the Mechaber B'Sif Gimel, who says, you do not take out a Apostle Sefer Torah to make a broch on it, even if there is no other Sefer Torah. Because most poskim hold you can't. But let's say I found the mistake after I already laid the parasha. Pasuk Harav, Reb Yaakov Beirav, the Marie Berav said that since it's b'di'evit, you already lay in the parasha, we can rely on the mixas poskim who hold that the kriya was fine. Shemachshirin likrosbo, they hold you can lay in from a pasuk Sefer Torah. For also a kriya and the kriya was sufficient, and you would not have to take another Sefer Torah. V'eskimu imo ha'chorim v'zen, the chorim agreed to Marie Berav in this. Now Shartzi Nidav points out that even these poskim would agree that it's only if you have no other Sefer Torah that you're going to lane from the Apostle Sefer Torah. If you have another Sefer Torah, certainly you should lane from a kosher Sefer Torah. V'hu adin, in nimsa ha'tos ben gavri l'gavri, and the same is true, if instead of finding the mistake when you finished all the aliyahs, you find the mistake between aliyahs. V'idayin lo hishlimu ha'shivakum, you didn't call up all seven yet. As far as what they leaned already, some chaldasim mekilin hanal. We rely on those who are lenient. Sheyotze b'di'evit. They yotze b'di'evit. Ach likros ba'oid also. We can't lean anymore. Umotzin acheros to take out another sefer Torah. Umaschil b'makom sheposkut kriya. They'll pick up from where they left off. Umashlim hakruim im osim harishon shakar b'mut eis. And then they will finish out the number of aliyahs that are necessary, including the ones who read already in the Sefer Torah with the mistake. That means they're also included in the seven aliyahs, since it's a b'di'evit situation, like we said before. The achronim write, that nonetheless, if possible, it's better, Sheyiku shiva kurim b'sefer Torah shehotzi'u, to make seven aliyahs in the second sefer Torah they take out. If you can squeeze in seven aliyahs, that's better. V'kol zem kvar berech bracha achronim v'psulim. This is if the oila said the bracha following the aliyah on the pasul sefer Torah. Al be'ensa kriyaso matzas. What if he finds the mistake in the middle of the aliyah? Afilu kvar kiyur ha'v'psukim, even though if they already read many psukim. V'kol shken k'sol kari dayan shosh psukim, and certainly if they'd only read less than three, one or two psukim. V'gam afilu gomar kriyaso legame, also if they finished the kriya. Kol shlo berech yidayan bracha achron, if he didn't make the last bracha yet, ein levarach bracha achron ha'psula. He shouldn't make the bracha on a pasul sefer Torah. That's right now in a chachila situation. Take out another sefer Torah. Read from a three psukim. And make the bracha, the after bracha, only on the second sefer Torah. That's the sheet of the Mari ben Rav. That the Mechaber quotes in this paragraph. But the opinion of the Mordechai is, if you're already laying three psukim, it's a place where you can stop. It's not like two psukim away from a parsha. You stop there. He says the bracha. He says the bracha after the aliyah. And then you take out a new sefer Torah. Lalo shama yesakrum, and the rest of the aliyahs will go in the new sefer Torah. But if you didn't lay in three psukim yet, or he did lay in three psukim, but now there's only two psukim left to the parsha. She eshla hafsik shom, it's not a place to stop. Yikra hata'us balpeh, he should read the mistake by heart. The yigma kriyasa b'psulim, finish the reading in the pasul sefer. Vivarach bracha achron, then he says the bracha afterwards. V'achach yotzecheres, then take out the new sefer. V'chein, similarly, in hubosh chodesh, v'kayotz, if it was rosh chodesh, or similar. You have to finish the parasha for the day's obligation. You're not supposed to add more than four aliyahs. If so, if the mistake was in the fourth aliyah, you can't just stop there to say the last bracha, because then you don't have to add another aliyah. So since you can't stop, you finish laying in the pasul sefer. Then you make the bracha afterwards. So the Rama, in his notes on the Shulchan Aruch, also ke'en hachro b'nehem. He made a compromise between them. For who? Dimlokari dain rak shnei psukim, if you only lay two psukim, or afilu kar shlosh psukim, sheyev shlahafsik sham, or you lay three psukim. But you can't stop there, going through shnei psukim, samach leparasha kiyotze b'zeh, because you're within two psukim of the parasha. Lo yivarach bracha achrona. Don't make the bracha achrona like the Meiri Berav. Eliyotzi acheros, take out another sefer Torah. V'yigma kriyas shama, finish the kriya in the new sefer Torah. V'yivarach bracha achrona, then you make the bracha. Ukadas mechal the mechaber who quotes the Meiri Berav. Avolim kvar kara shlosh b'sukim. But if he did lay in three b'sukim, v'bemalkim shev shlahasik shama, is at a place where he can stop. Das tokeh Mordechai. Then the Ramah says, go with the Mordechai. Divarach bracha achrona, psula, make the bracha achrona on the pasul sefer. Then take out the next sefer. Now we'll come to explain the words of Shulchan Aruch in detail. So let's return to the beginning of the Mechaber in Sif Dalad. If you find a mistake in the Sefer Torah during laning, you take out another Sefer Torah, you begin from the place where you found the mistake, and then you will finish off the number of aliyahs, including the ones that you laid in the first Sefer Torah with the mistake. They count, and then you'll finish up what you need in the second Sefer Torah. But if you find the mistake in the middle of laning, he should finish laning in the kosher Sefer Torah, and only make a bracha after laning from the second sefer Torah. But he does not make another bracha rishon hasher b'chabanu, which he said on the first sefer Torah will work for the second sefer Torah as well. This is the approach of the mechaber. Let's stop here and see the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan yud dalad b'shas kriya. They find the mistake b'shas kriya perish, meaning shlo kari dayin rak mixes ha'oilin. They only called up some of the aliyahs. The benishlam seder ha'parasha, because if you finished all the aliyahs, va'achakach nimsa ha'tos, and then you find the mistake, ein motzin acheres. At that point, you do not take out another sefer Torah. The b'di'evit samchinen apoiskin the machshirin kriya b'sefer Torah psula. In the case of b'di'evit, when you already leaned, we will rely on those opinions who say you can lean from a pasul sefer Torah. Umari ha-machab, the machab here is discussing a case, the nimsa ha-ta'us ben gavri le-gavri, where you find the mistake between aliyahs. Ulakach kol ha-noshim shekvar karu, oilin le-minyan shiva, and therefore, all the people that were called up already are part of the number of seven aliyahs you need, va'afa achron, even the achron, the havik the evid gomer, because this is totally b'di'evet after the fact. Sivka and tesvav, mimokum shenimsa hatos, you pick up from the place of the mistake, marisha b'mokum shepasika oila shon nimsa hatos. So we're discussing a place where the mistake is found at the end of the aliyah, so where the oila concludes, that's where the mistake is. Ulahachi kasav, therefore, the Shulchan Aruch writes, the maschilin mimokum zeh. The next aliyah will be from the new Sefer Torah, from that spot. V'hu hadin, afil lonod lamatos, and acha shakaru, acha hatos, shosha arba psukim. The same would be true if they only discovered the mistake after reading three or four psukim after the mistake. Gamkin in maschil el makam shepasku. They would only pick up from the place where they stop. The b'di'evet also mashakor b'sefer pasuk, because b'di'evet whatever you read from the pasuk sefer Torah works. So either the case is they didn't read the mistake; they got up to the mistake and stopped right there and chapped the mistake, and they stopped and took on the sefer Torah and picked up. Or for some reason they saw the mistake and kept on going, and then they realized, hey, I have a shot to keep on going. It's a mistake, right? So the psukim they read after the fact still counts. At that point, it's b'di'evet. He shouldn't have done it. But once he's done it, it counts. Sivkon Zayin, al osam v'chulu. So the new aliyahs in the second Sefer Torah will be added to the aliyahs of the first. Hanadagam osam shakor kavar mitzdar from the minyan shiva. That means the aliyahs we lain from the pasul Sefer Torah will count towards the seven aliyahs. V'hu adin b'sheni v'chamishi, the same as two on a Monday and Thursday. The minyan shlosh, it counts towards the three aliyahs. However, if it's possible to squeeze in seven aliyahs in the new Sefer Torah from the point where they stopped to the end, it is proper and good to do so. So even though we're saying b'di'evet, reading from the Pasul Sefer Torah will count, will soy mechon the shitas who hold, you can use the Pasul Sefer Torah. But since there are shitas who hold, you cannot lean from Pasul Sefer Torah, wouldn't it be nice if you could squeeze in seven aliyahs into the Sefer Torah, which is kosher? So that's what we try to do, and we once had that in Shul. And we taka did that. We made seven aliyahs in the second Sefer Torah. Sifkon Yud Zayin, if they find the mistake, be'emse kriyas v'chulu, not between gav and gav, they find the mistake during laning, even if they lay in many psukim, as long as he didn't say the bracha afterwards, he's not going to exempt himself with what he read from the Sefer Torah's pasul. Because now, does it have a chachila? Now we're holding by the chachila. He has the ability to read three psukim in a kosher sefer. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says he has to finish. Stop where he is, take another Sefer Torah, and finish in the Kosh Sefer Torah. Sifkal Yudches Goyme Kriyaso, Hainu Sheyip Kresham Sosha Psukim. He finishes the Kriya in the second Sefer Torah, which means at least three Psukim. Sifkal Yudches Ve'enu Chois Levach V'chulu. He will make the after bracha on the second Sefer Torah, not the first, but he doesn't have to repeat the first bracha. The Svirulei, because he holds, the bracha Rishon is Sheberecha Oile B'tchilas Kriyaso, B'sefer HaRishon, Oile Gamazo. The bracha he made at Shebuch Habanu when he went up for the first Sefer Torah works for the second as well. What did he have in mind? He had in mind the bracha should go on this parasha. Mali Sefer Torah zo. Okay, what difference does it make? This Sefer Torah, another Sefer Torah, doesn't make a difference. Sifkan Chaf Lifoneha. So he does not make another bracha beforehand. Vahu Adin, the same is true. Kishenimza hatos bein bracha lekriya. If he made the bracha and before they started to lay, they got the mistake. Goyel and Sefer Torah do they roll it up? Umatzi and Sefer Torah cheres take out another Sefer Torah likros bar to read in the second sefer. The oil is gaberich and the oil who made a bracha ain't sarch levarach shenis doesn't make a second bracha. Even though hifsik besicha betani as long as he didn't talk in between. Umalkum shenagu bezeh sha'oil chayz mark, but in a place that has a minig that the oil does make another bracha in this case, gamkin ein limchus bami wouldn't protest. Who to rely upon. So the Sharatzim just says, the Sharifayim brings Machlokes Achronim on this. There are those who hold, if you didn't start to lane yet, the bracha is lost to take another sefer Torah, you have to make another bracha. But others say, no, you have in mind this sefer, that sefer, you have in mind the parasha, it doesn't make a difference which sefer. And that's the Ikur didn't get suffer bracha sahokil, we're not going to make another bracha. But a place that has the minute to make another bracha, in this scenario, we would not protest. This is Shitas HaMachaber. The Ramah has a different angle. Says the Ramah, and really it should be V'yesh Omer, because he's arguing on the Mechaber. V'em kevar karu oyimo shlosh psukim, if the oiler read three psukim, and then you find the mistake, v'ef shalah hafzik, and it's at a point where you can stop. Poiskin sham, you stop there, u'mevarach acharen, you say the brachas. U'mashlimim haminin b'sefer Torah acheres shemotzin. And then we will finish in the next Sefer Torah the number of aliyahs that are lacking from the first. Let's stop here and see the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkaton Chaf Aleph, Vim Kevar. Deyezu Cholekas al Machaber. This view of the Ramah disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch. Kvasha Kasavnu El Bakdama, like you wrote in the Hakdama. The Machaber holds he can't make the Baruch Achoina on the Pulse of Sefer Torah. The Ramah says you can. Vahavle Lichto Beloshna Vayesh Oim. It should have began with the words Vayesh Oim. But this is the Mahalach of the Ramah. In many places, he is arguing without writing the V'yesh Omeh. If it's a point where he read three psukim and he can stop, perish, shushlosu psukim samach ha-parasha, there's at least three psukim to the next stop in the Sefer. Demhoye rak shnei psukim samach ha-parasha, because if there were only two psukim to the stop, imkein yevshal lifsuk sham, then he can't stop at that point. Yigma kriyasa b'sefer ha-kashir ala parasha v'chanal, then he would take out the other Sefer Torah and finish laning in that Sefer and say the bracha on the second Sefer. Sefkar chav gim umavarach acharel, but if he can stop, he stops in the puzzle Sefer and says the brachas. The sphere lay he holds. The kivin shakar shalosh psukim kodem shenod hatos. Since they read three psukim before they realized the mistake, yotze b'zei yidei kriya. They were yotze the kriya. U'amel tzarech levarach achren. Therefore, he has to make a bracha afterwards. Vein tzarech shuv ligmar kriyasa b'sefer kosher. And there's no requirement to finish off more psukim in the next sefer. Al b'shen nimsa hatos achas shakar rak shnei psukim. But if they find the mistake after they read one or two psukim, the ashlo lifsuk sham, that's not a place he can stop. He has to have at least three psukim. Moid l'machaber, the Ramah would agree to the machaber. The goymer kriyasa b'sefer hakosher, that he won't make any brachas, take out the new sefer Torah, finish laning in the new sefer, u'mevorach achareha, and then he'll say the brachas after that. V'ayin be'er locha she'beirarunu b'shem kam achron. If you look in be'er locha, we clarified in the name of many achronim. That we should follow this approach of the Shulchan Aruch with the Ramah's compromise. Unless the city has a set minig, kedas ha-magen Avram, like the magen Avram, shetafas b'shitas ha-mordechai sheves b'akdama, who goes with the Mordechai according to the Hakdama, the magen Avram quotes the Mordechai, that if you can't stop at that point, you don't take another Sefer Torah. Just keep on reading. Keep on reading in the Pulse Sefer Torah, make the brachas there. So that's like a little more radical. That you could, you did two psukim, or you within two psukim of the parash, you can't stop. The Ramah says, take out the Sefer Torah. No, don't take out the Sefer Torah. Keep the Sefer Torah you have, keep reading, make the bracha. So if you have a place that has such a minig, ein lehem l'shanas min ha'gam, they shouldn't change their minig. But if you don't have a minig like that, we're not going to do that. The Mishnah Berurah continues. No hagin shlo hoitzi sefer Torah acheres b'shul maftir. The meaning is not to take a new sefer Torah just for maftir. Dehainu nimsa toros achash v'arkaru kol hasidra. That means they found the mistake if they lay in the whole parsha. Koidem sh'omokash, and they didn't say kaddish yet. Lo yoitzi sefer Torah acheres b'shul hamaftir. Do not take a new sefer for the maftir and don't say kaddish. V'samchinu b'di'eved al osu shakara acheron sh'oy l'gam b'shul maftir. Will rely b'di'eved on the last aliyah that he becomes the maftir. For the yikra oida pam b'Torah, we're not going to read from the Torah again. Kedekayalim b'simin reisha beis, you hold this way in reisha beis. Maftir oila minyan shiva, that the maftir could be one of the seven. V'hakadish yoimar lachar birchas haftir ha'achroinus. The kadish will be said after the brachos, after the haftir. V'imlo noed ha'toros ala'achash omokash. Now, if they did say the kadish, and then they chapped the mistake, or I would have said they chapped the mistake but didn't know not to say kadosh, and they said the kadosh, whatever it was. They said the kadosh, and there is a mistake. Yikra l'mafta b'sefer Torah zu shloshu p'sukim b'lo bracha. They should open up the sefer Torah that's possible, read three p'sukim with out of bracha, v'loyom ha'kadosh o'da pa'am, l'ach haftar, and they do the haftar, and there's no more kadosh. V'nim sa'at Torah v'em sekriyas ha'shvi, if they found the mistake during shvi, that's Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham holds, since in the middle of Shavuot anyway, just finish the Aliyah in the Sefer Torah. But that Aliyah will be the Maftir Aliyah as well. Like we learned in Reish Pei Beis, like I just quoted. Then you say the Brachas. Then you do the Haftarah. Then you say the Kaddish after that. But many Achronim argue with this Magen Avraham. They hold. We don't differentiate if the mistake was in the Shvi Aliyah or any other Aliyah. Therefore, if he didn't do three psukim yet, like there are more paskins, go and kriyasa b'sefer hakasher, take out a kosher sefer and finish there. And if you did read three psukim shvi, or the achron, Pesach, stop right there. Umevarch, say the brachas. V'yikol ha'acher b'sefer Torah kosher b'makom shepasek v'halah. Then you take out a kosher sefer Torah and call someone else up, and he'll finish from that point on. Umash me'magen giboyrim d'chein yishin hog. The magen giboyrim seems to say that this is what we should do, not like the magen avam. Imlo b'makom shenog b'zak magen avam. Unless there's a place that has a minig of the magen avam, then if the shvi ali is different, then you'll follow the minig. If they found the mistake after the seven aliyas, and they made the brachas after us, but they didn't finish the parsha yet. They were going to have 10 aliyas, 12 aliyas, whatever it is. They didn't finish the parsha yet. Everyone agrees you have to take out another sefer Torah. Everyone knows you have to finish the parsha. And they will make brachas on the second Sefer Torah. You could even add aliyas like any other Shabbos. In Nimsa Torah b'Sefer Torah b'Shas Kriyas Hamaftir b'Shabbos. If you find a mistake in the Sefer Torah when they're reading for the Maftir, Yigmar Kriyasa v'lo Yivarach Achra, finish the aliyah but don't make a bracha after. The calls in the Maftir Shabbos. There's only two of its Maftir on Shabbos. Abba Haftaris Yontif, or shall Abba Parshas Akiyotza, but if the mistake was on Yontif, or one of the Abba Parshas, Shkolim Zochr, and so on, Shekriyas Hamafter B'Sefer Hasheni Hu L'Chavis Hayom, where the Kriyas Hamafter in the second Sefer is the obligation of the day, V'Nimtza B'Tos, you find the mistake, Yishla Hoitzi Acheris, you have to take another Sefer Torah, Kom Hoitos B'Kriyas Hidushas, no different than if the mistake was anyplace else in the laning on Shabbos. Sifkan Chavdal, the Mashlimin Haminyan, once you have the new Sefer Torah, you will finish off the aliyahs in the new Sefer Torah. Void in Shiachal Hosef Shaman, you can also add aliyahs. Vayin Le'el B'Sifkan Tezayin, look back at Sifkan Tezayin. Sifkan Tezayin, he said that if you can squeeze in seven aliyahs in the new Sefer Torah, that would be ideal.